producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN.
All right, final segment. And Doc, sorry I interrupted you earlier. I know this is a really hardcore subject. I know that they're scientifically cold-blooded and smart. Just to me, it is a form of power-mad mental illness, because just because you can be Machiavelli, it doesn't mean you should be Machiavelli. And I know, like, why did they end up bringing you through that high-level program that so few go through, and then you ended up not joining them? I mean, I think that's another example of how there are ways to turn this around. I don't think they're invincible. A, I want to get your take on that, and then B, follow the money, give us your take on that.
No, they're not invincible, but they've been trained to think like Nazis, and that's pretty much what we're dealing with. These neoconservatives go back to Leo Strauss. I went there as an undergrad. They trained me to be one of them, too. And his godfather was Carl Schmitt, the leading Nazi jurisprudence of his day, who justified every hideous atrocities the Nazis ever inflicted, including against the Jews, for our Jewish listeners out there. As to the money, yes, these two bioweapons vaccines that I've mentioned have already been patented. You can see in today's New York Times, the Galveston weapon vaccine has been patented, and it's already been reported that the National Institutes of Health, CDC, have a patent on the technology behind Colbola. So what we see here is, as you said, rolling this out, then coming out with the two vaccines that they know work and making a killing off of this, because they, with patents, they can charge whatever they want. And to stay alive, people are going to pay whatever they want. And so what we're going to be seeing is the rich will get either one or both of these drugs, and poor people who can't afford them will have to, you know, do the best they can. I really don't know what to say about that, Alex.
Well, it's like Germany a few years ago. It came out, even in the BBC, that they had, quote, clean vaccines. So they'll run limited runs that are actually good vaccines. Who knows what will be in the other vaccine from the group that brought us the Ebola to begin with?
Well, I think that's what we've seen here. That is, I think if you read the New York Times today very carefully, they have vaccines already that work for these two different types of Ebola weapons. And my guess is that, you know, our leadership elite has probably been administered these things already. The positive sign, however, is we need to get access to those two vaccines. And there is a special procedure there in the WHO where you can, and World Trade Rules, you can break patents for public health. And we need to get those vaccines immediately, the real ones, not any fake ones, and get them, if my surmise is correct, and this is my surmise, get them into mass production immediately at reduced rate, certainly for the people of West Africa, because I'm not sure how much time they have between you and me.
Wow. Well, Dr. Boyle, we're also thankful for you. Folks can find all of your books on Amazon.com. You've got Destroying Libya and World Order, the 3 decades U.S. campaign to terminate Gaddafi revolution. If folks want to read real information that's been very well vetted, they should get your books. We've talked about this over the last decade you've been coming on or so. We've never done it. I should have you on, not when it's breaking feverish news, but for an hour sometime to talk about Harvard, to talk about that PhD program, the Kissinger-Brzezinski program that so few are part of, and to talk about the mindset, because to know our enemy is important. And
well, that's the way I saw it. I was a mole for the peace movement for 10 years at the University of Chicago with all the neocons, and at Harvard for 7 years with 4 degrees, including teaching 2 years at Harvard. Right. That's exactly what I did.
Did they get mad when you let them know that you weren't with them?
I don't don't think I'm very pleased. I think they would just as soon revoke my degrees if they could, but they're sort of stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to talking to you again very soon. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thanks, and my best to all your listening audience out there.
Thank you, sir. Folks, we're out of time. Back to Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew. Great.
Cells become toxic. They die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter,
Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ebola crisis is beginning to spiral out of control. We can unequivocally say the fix is in. There is a concerted, orchestrated effort taking place right now, ladies and gentlemen, by the state, federal, and also UN world government systems to deceive the public of the planet from Africa to the United States, from Spain to Japan, about the true scope of this crisis. The populous continent of Africa, home to close to a billion people, what is it, 800 million or something, has at least five countries with people contracting Ebola, spreading it at an exponential growth curve, set to be 1.4 million by the end of the year, according to the World Health Organization's own computer models. Ebola has mutated over 300 times this year alone, according to the World Health Organization and CDC. We know that it now can live in the body and basically be contagious over a very long period of time, not the previous 3 days. There's evidence that it's also contagious, not just when you're showing symptoms, but before. But there's a concerted effort run by the new czar to lie to the public about that. That's why there's a massive loss of confidence taking place. We interviewed a medical doctor yesterday on air. The story and the video is up on Infowars.com, who talked about the Truman Medical Center in Missouri, where reportedly at least one patient showing signs of Ebola, bleeding out of every orifice, was disappeared. Now, whether they had Ebola or not, the disappearance of patients in Dallas and in Kansas City, outside Kansas City and other areas, is a big deal. And the media is so lapdog, the establishment dinosaur media, that's the only reason that they're able to pull stuff like this. This is a big deal. We have a former senior Border Patrol agent that we were put in contact with by current Border Patrol people that are senior on record here earlier in the month saying they're disappearing people who have Ebola coming in over the border. And the CDC has vans and people in spacesuits disappearing them. That was 3 weeks ago. Border agent Zach Taylor. He joined us on the broadcast October 10th. We have another major medical doctor in Dallas who manages major hospitals. I'll just leave it at that. Who told us exactly what we heard from the medical doctor by name yesterday, a week and a half ago. When Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson traveled to Dallas to investigate. I know this individual. He also lives in Austin part of the time. I'll just leave it at that. This medical doctor. Paul Watson was there as well before he flew back to England last Monday. So do you understand that straight-faced medical doctors are saying this is going on? And no one rebuffs us. No one responds. It's going on. There is a cover-up taking place. Governor Cuomo has come out and said that the medical doctor who contracted Ebola in Africa and who came back to the United States and who got through the JFK screening for Ebola, which isn't screening, had self-quarantined. Ladies and gentlemen, he's on record being at a restaurant hours before he tested positive, a subway that day, a cab, and a bowling alley. He was a busy beaver. And they're calling him a humanitarian doctor. I think doctors that go and fight Ebola are heroes and other healthcare people. I admire them. But it's not heroic to not self-quarantine in Africa out of the hot zone for a month, is what they really recommend. Not 21 days, and then to come back here. You do not come back here when you've been in wards with people with Ebola. You do not bring Ebola patients into the U.S. and stick them in regular hospitals. You don't bring them in, period. You treat them in country. That's always been the default federal law. England has the same laws. They never brought one patient in. They shut down their flights 2 months and 2 weeks ago. Keep saying 2 months. It's now been 6 weeks. France and others. Do you understand that's why I'm so concerned? Because this is definitely on purpose now. You can't say it's ineptitude anymore. Some of it's ineptitude, but at its heart is a deliberate conspiracy. Now, you've got to ask, why do they want this? Vaccine sales coming up in December, January, with new vaccines they've got online, just magically after 35 years of Ebola? Martial law, medical martial law, a distraction from all the scandals. This new czar who gives speeches about how there's too many black people in Africa, who works for Al Gore and is basically a eugenicist, who's an expert at divvying up money in a public crisis and turning it into a boondoggle. He's basically running the media now, telling them to tell everybody everything's fine. That'd be one thing if they were trying to shut down the borders and shut down these flights. And they were telling us, okay, we have a few Ebola cases. We're taking them to these military level 4 facilities where we can work on them in pressure rooms. They're not doing that. They're leaving everything open while disappearing people to train government to be in on the criminal conspiracy and to corrupt the medical corps in this country. That's why they always did secret medical experiments in other parts of the world. And here domestically was to create groups of people who they could basically burn anytime they wanted who'd done secret medical experiments. This is a corruption process of what they're doing. And now Obama has come out, we've got the clip, with a chilling statement. And Paul Joseph Watson has the article at Infowars.com. And Obama says that this is a trial run for a deadlier airborne disease. And that is exactly what is going on here. They are bare minimum using this to practice controlling the media, to practice getting hospitals to do what they're told under federalization, to practice getting the police, the fire departments, the EMTs, the hospitals, the media to go along with lies. You heard the police officers and firefighters calling yesterday, one after another, confirming what was already in mainstream news, but not just in New York, but departments in Missouri and Michigan and Texas saying, yeah, we've been told don't say Ebola. We've been told cover up Ebola cases when we find them. And then now people are disappearing. Obama, and here's the big angle we're going to investigate. This is what I want Watson and all the writers to look into right now. Decide which of you is getting into it, and let's go with this because it just clicked. Remember that executive order he signed 3 months ago to permanently detain, if they want, anybody with any respiratory illness or sign of it? That's with the flu coming up. Obama signs an executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses. Amendment comes in wake of Ebola scare. And the reason I knew this was so important is the minute Paul Joseph Watson reported on this, the minute we reported on this, we got attacked by White House-run groups and MSNBC and Media Matters, openly run by the White House, direct conduit on record. See, they show how scared they are. When we pointed that out, that he changed it, they went, oh, big deal. There's been executive orders since the 60s. If there's a contagious, you know, deadly disease, we can quarantine you. No, it said for any sign of it. It's unprecedented. Just like they freaked out 2.5 months ago when we said shut down the borders, shut down the West African flights. When everybody else was doing it, they said, oh, Drudge is crazy. Alex Jones is crazy and bad. You know, there's no Ebola danger. It's racist. It's insane. It's deranged, close quote, to say that people could fly in or that if we bring medical workers in, they could get people sick. What's happening right now in New York City? What happened in Spain? My gut tells me there's probably hundreds of Ebola cases, if not thousands right now. In Europe, in the U.S., in areas that let people in. It's a no-brainer. We know the spread rate. The average Ebola patient infects 2 people. Look it up. That's CDC's own numbers. And now they keep saying, oh, has it mutated? Has it gotten tougher? They have all the mutations. They know. They're just not telling us. We don't need them to tell us. Of course it's gotten more powerful. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Stations should not be airing over this because this is a network break. This is our money we pay to not have some of these ads. This is so important, okay? My point is, it's so important we lose money we don't air these ads, because quite frankly, the ads won't even matter soon if we don't turn this country around and this planet around from the evil program that's being brought in. They fund the terrorists, they attack us, they take our liberties. They let the Ebola in, people start dying, they use that as a way to power grab. So let's play the Obama clip of him saying that this is basically a trial run, extremely cryptic. Here it is.
There may come a time, sometime in the future, where we are dealing with a airborne disease that is much easier to catch and is deadly. And in some ways, this has created a trial run for federal, state, and local public public health officials and healthcare providers, as well as the American people, to understand the nature of that and why it's so important that we're continually building out our public health systems, but we're also practicing them.
There you go.
And keeping them in tip-top shape.
That's right. It's about federalization, internationalization of the healthcare, centralization, and central deception, and then getting everybody used to.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The people that have media power need to get on this right now. It's ahead of a midterm election. That's why they've got this czar in there, this Al Gore spin master, who has no Ebola training, to basically have the media shut up and engage in a cover-up. And that's the real evidence of how much trouble we're in, is having Cuomo, who says if you want to own guns or don't like abortion, get out of the state of New York. Total gangster thug. Saying to the New York Times and others in press conferences that, oh, this guy's self-quarantined, there's no danger to spread. Everyone knows, the police are on record, and the EMTs are on record, that when he was interviewed, he said, I've been all over the place. It's like this NBC reporter that was supposed to be self-quarantining. The one that says, the medical correspondent, the one that says, take your bleeping shots, your vaccines. And she was caught at a restaurant. This guy knows he came back from an Ebola-stricken area treating Ebola patients. Some of these doctors go home to their kids. Man, I would sit in Africa in a hotel room for 30 days before I came back knowing I didn't have it. And then the cops are in his house throwing Ebola garbage. And again, this broke on alternative media. It's now CNN. Notice how everything breaks on Infowars.com or Drudge or WorldNetDaily.com or just none of it breaks on these so-called main channels because they're a bunch of cowards that won't stick their head up above the grass to save their own lives or to even be successful journalists. What do you think it's all about? Being a real journalist is about going with evidence but also with your gut when you've got to get it out there to draw attention to something. You people are a joke. So, Ebola has reached the concrete jungle. Population 20 million, NYC, Ebola confirmed in New York. Patient rode subway, went bowling, took taxi. And then I've got video, I'll dig it up here, of Cuomo saying it's not true. Man, these people make me sick. You know why people don't have any confidence in you, Cuomo? And the New York mayor is complaining as well because you're a pack of congenital liars. See, they don't work in the normal business world, the middle class retail business world, where everything is about quality, it's about service, it's about relationships, it's about people knowing who your daddy was and who your mama was. And all of you people in politics and big Fortune 100 companies going around with your PR and your screw jobs, you may have conned some of the people, but you can't fool most people anymore, and they're done with you. And we wouldn't believe, we wouldn't take a glass of ice water from you in the Sahara Desert if our life depended on it, because we know what you are, a pack of crooks and a pack of liars. Makes me want to throw up. Let's go over some of these headlines. CDC cleared Ebola patient. Craig Spencer at JFK, enhanced screening will not prevent spread of deadly disease. That's what all the doctors have said. Pointing a thermometer at somebody's face isn't going to do jack diddly squat. They know to take Advil or ibuprofen, both will lower it, when you're coming in. Acetaminophen. These people, it turns out, know they're fleeing here to get medical treatment. What do you think happens when countries are collapsing and they're going to leave the conduit open to where? America. You can't fly to France, can't fly to Colombia, can't fly to Saudi Arabia, can't fly to England, can't fly to Germany, can't fly to Japan, can't fly to China. You can fly to the toilet. You want to come vomit and defecate all your bloody Ebola out? I'm not being gross here. This is what's really happening. We are a huge Ebola porta potty. That's what the globalists are doing to us. CDC cleared Ebola patient. Stocks fall on Ebola fears in New York City. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Investors believe gold and silver may experience a rebound. Yeah, what did I say last week? My gut told me. It's not hard. A doctor in New York City is sick with Ebola. What do you know? New York Times. NYC health commissioner wrongly claims Ebola patient self-isolated. Yeah, that's another one that did that. And Cuomo did it. May have stopped and gone to a restaurant along the way. That's how you quarantine, is you go to a restaurant. Maybe he gets up there and, you know, in a hallucination with 104 fever, squats over the punch bowl, and that's how we all quarantine it. And humanitarian doctor tests positive for Ebola in NYC. Fox News, New York. Humanitarian doctor. You know, I don't really think he's very humanitarian. He's a doctor. He knows he should have. Or maybe he did self-quarantine. Maybe I'm wrong. That doesn't say that. In Africa, and then he still had it and got it on his way out. But I doubt that's the case. Just like this NBC woman. We're going to take your calls on this subject. If you're in the New York City surrounding area or Dallas, What's your take? What's your view on the police running around without protective gear holding Ebola waste? I mean, are we this stupid? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Something's going on. This Ebola thing is big, folks. There's a cover-up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I don't point out all the times we've been right on hundreds of subjects to brag and say, gee, I'm real smart. They have never allowed Ebola into a country knowingly until now, and it's been done all over the world. The default is don't do that and it's illegal. From England to the U.S. But England is following the law. Spain and the U.S. are not. They've never, when there's a huge outbreak or pandemic of something super deadly, allowed people to fly in from that country. There's always a flight embargo put in for a time. Or people have to have a medical screening from a facility, a certified hospital marked 24 hours old or no older to be able to get on the plane. There's different things they do. None of that's being done. So something's going on here. just like we said 2+ months ago and got attacked. And let me tell you, it's lonely when there's only Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com that 2.5 months ago were warning about this and being attacked. What's wrong with people? I don't want to be one of the only people that knows what's going on. I don't want to be a nation of morons. Only our ignorance and trusting the system allows this. The good news is people don't trust the system, but they don't know what to do. And quite frankly, I don't quite know what to do either. We have them obviously bringing Ebola in. They're obviously covering up something. It's probably spreading all over. Okay, I've been saying that now. This doctor's got it. CJ keeps pointing out, and I agree with him, and they're running the board, that why is it only healthcare professionals that we're allowed to hear have it? Do you really believe that? No, it's because they can threaten their licenses. They have high IQs on average and can be managed. And because the nurses' unions and people can't be shut up. So it's kind of a dichotomy there, a paradox. But if you're a poor African who came in here illegally or flew in with this open border visa, and that's who they report up in Missouri, disappeared out of the hospital there at the Truman Center, a black African out of West Africa, they're taking them to military bases, and no one is there to basically stand up for them. And quite frankly, I'm mad at them coming over here and don't like what they've done. It's clear that patient zero knew he had it and came over here and then died, spreading it. But if they set the precedent on these folks that are bringing Ebola in to disappear them with Obama's executive order, they can say Alex Jones might have had it and he disappeared. And if not this go-round, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, this is a giant test run for an airborne event like the president said, and it could already be airborne, even the New York Times reported a month ago. 1 month after InfoWars reported on it, and Drudge reported on it, and then we were attacked for daring to say it could be going airborne and linking to CDC white papers from 2012 and the Smithsonian Institute. See, they don't like us because we link to real papers and real bills. Remember that congressman from Tennessee on Jesse Ventura's TV show, the one that I basically wrote the investigation for? I was in a bunch of the episodes, like 10 of the episodes, but that one I was on it. And I said, look at this bill. Go to this facility. Go to these plastic coffins for an Ebola outbreak, which they now admit were for that. Confirmed now 5 years later. But the show was 3 years ago, and Ventura goes to the congressman at the Capitol, and he goes, what about the bill for the FEMA camps to incarcerate political dissidents at the Emergency Centers Establishment Act? And the congressman with his fake southern accent goes, what bill is that, Governor? And he goes, there's no such bill, to Ventura. Ventura goes, yeah, there is. He goes, I'm sorry, aliens aren't going to come out of big machines and eat my children. These are actual quotes. Ventura goes, here's the bill. And the congressman looks at it, I forget his name, and goes, oh, that bill. He sounded like Scarlett O'Hare in Gone with the Wind or something. I've played that clip probably 100 times here. We could probably cue it up and play it again. Oh, that bill. And if you don't think there isn't media control, that's why I bring this up. I'm not allowed to say what happened, okay? I'm only allowed to say what Ventura's told on air. That Homeland Security went to Time Warner and threatened them. And they spoke on the floor of the House and filed an official complaint against Time Warner. And then and that episode never aired again and was pulled off TiVo and pulled off YouTube. Folks are always re-uploading it, but the views with millions of views, the copies have been taken down. I'm not allowed to tell you what happened. That's the problem with being a journalist and wearing that hat, is I'm told things in confidence, and then I'm told, by the way, you can't tell anybody. But let's just say this. I'm so sick of not being able to tell people stuff. I'm going to get Ventura back on and insist he tell it. I'm tired of it. But believe me, folks, you want to know how evil this government is? You need to understand. You need to understand. People have died for the information you hear here. Do you understand that? I was sent information just 2 weeks ago by detectives on the West Coast. Of a plot to kill me. And the guy even came here to do it. And then he was unable to, so he went and killed a cop. That's the kind of stuff I deal with on a daily basis. I'm not being a drama queen here, ladies and gentlemen. I was sent a file 3 inches thick by him. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Do you understand that? He's dead now, too. But this is real. Do you understand that? And this person was, of course, linked to the feds, I should add again. So when they try to take InfoWars down, or they try to take me down, they're trying to take you down. Do you understand that? There's a reason Glenn Beck's got 50 security people now. I've got security. It's called M4 and 357. It's called deck gun, shotgun, semi-auto. I'm not afraid. I expected all of this. I intend to take on the dragon. I intend to take on the New World Order, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, I'm not as a hard-working, smart person as my grandfathers were, and in many ways as my dad is. And look at the stuff they just routinely did back then. People will go fight and die in foreign countries for their nation, but our nation itself is being destroyed from within by globalists that hate this country, by enemies. Now I know when Acevedo was here, last time he said, you know, there are people here trying to kill you in the studio during a break. And he goes, and we've stopped it. And he said, you better appreciate us. And I was just like, huh? And now I've been sent the whole file, and I'm not even supposed to talk about it. And there's other stuff going on. So, it's just over the top. My life is like a movie. And your life is like a movie too, ladies and gentlemen. Because you've got most of the government that's not bad. Most of the corporations aren't bad. It's key people in high-level positions. And then most people, even in high-level positions, aren't bad. They just don't know what to do because the public is so ignorant and so stupid that even if they go public and ask for your help, most of you will just spit on them. Because anybody that sticks their head up, anybody that tries to tell the truth, anybody that tries to get involved, it's easy for all the cowards out there to just look at whoever's in the arena and then judge us and make fun of us and show how we failed or how we didn't do something right. It's a creed of losers. This country doesn't operate like America used to. And I'm not saying the country was ever perfect, but compared to others, it was special. It was unique. And now we still have some of the good left, but it runs parallel to all the bad. And I got calls from New York and Texas, from Dallas, and you name it, on your take on Ebola, what you're seeing on the ground in your area. Let me just recap what's happening, and I'll go to your phone calls. Humanitarian doctor tests positive for Ebola in NYC. In the past, if you were in a hot zone, you would then take yourself out of the hot zone in the country, self-quarantine for at least 30 days, and then come back in. I don't know why all these different doctors aren't doing this. And I've talked to medical doctors that say it's very suspicious. So, why is it only medical, quote, professionals that are getting it? Well, that's because they're whisking away people who aren't and disappearing them. So, where's the media on that front? Read the story at drudgereport.com. It's the top story in the top left-hand corner, the top block, bottom story. Claim, patients being disappeared. Go watch the doctor talk about it. We interviewed. Go look at Border Patrol saying the same thing. Go read our article, media, prostitutes out there. Get off the bench. Stop being cowards. Stop letting other people always take the front. And try to save this country. This is only happening because so much of the media are lapdogs and repeat whatever they're told to say. What are New York cops doing going in the doctor's house and bagging up the trash and medical waste and putting it out at the curb? What is wrong with this country? That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, Cuomo has come out and said that he'd self-quarantine along with the health commissioner. That is not true. You got cops in paper masks that do zero for Ebola and rubber gloves. And then the cops just took their gloves off and their mask off and then walk off with the mask in their hand. It was hitting Ebola on the front of that. I mean, this is a joke. Are we really this stupid? If we're this stupid, maybe we deserve the globalists to wipe us out. That's what they say. We act so dumb. And the police I know are pretty smart. They're not dumb like that. What is going on here? New York Times, can you get Ebola from a bowling ball? But they basically say it's extremely unlikely, more bull. Okay, I want to go to your calls. I've got a lot of other news on this front. I need to settle down a little bit. I was just thinking about what a Twilight Zone world this is. And how crazy it's gotten. We got jihadi people shooting up the parliament. We got open borders. We got our government funding Al-Qaeda while our troops fight them on the other hand. It's just pure evil. It's a policy of Satan is what I would call it. The mindset that's being followed is so evil. And if you don't know the MO of the globalists, it doesn't make sense. But once you know it, it's so obvious what they're going to do next. And they want Ebola to spread. So the question is why? We're going to go to your calls. I personally am trying to get my immune system boosted. I'm taking Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine from Deep Earth Crystal Source. No other manufacturer has it. It's 50% stronger than our last Survival Shield Classic, which is also available as well. It's weaker, so kids seem to take it better. Oxy powder that flushes out your guts to boost your immune system, absolutely key. We have the DNA Force that has the CoQ10 of the organic type and the PPQ of the organic type and a bunch of other key things that are known to basically be vitamin C squared. It's nutraceutical, the maximum level. I mean, just one serving of it. I think they were saying it's the equivalent of 500 cartons of blueberries of just one of the ingredients. 1 kilo of one of the key ingredients. The BioPQQ is $12,000 a kilo before it's then mixed and put into the bottles. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I think, and from what I've talked to Dr. Group and others, he's coming on next Tuesday with some of the documentation on this, that true nascent iodine, like X2, is just as important, maybe more important, for bolstering your body's natural defenses than colloidal silver. And of course, we have colloidal silver, 30 parts per million as well, at InfoWarsLife.com, and that is the silver bullet. The name is silver bullet. I don't believe anything is a true, complete silver bullet, because some people are just immune to Ebola, period. Other people, no matter what you do, they're going to end up dying. But that's what I'm doing. Get as much sun as you can. In my view, get your own medical advice. But folks have gone out and talked to their physicians about the advice I and others have said that we're using. It's not even advice. What I'm doing personally, what medical doctors and others, nutritionists and pharmacists have said here on the broadcast, we should get pharmacist Ben Fuchs on today. Maybe even a fourth hour of overdrive, he can do it, get his take on it. I know medical doctors that hear him that say he just has so much knowledge, even more than they have. On the front of compounding and so much more. The lung shield is absolutely essential when you're traveling, especially with all those key essential oils. InfoWarsLife.com. It cuts the throat and down to the esophagus. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Fluoride shield for chelating. If you're getting those toxins out of you, you're going to have more of an immune system, obviously. Or 888-253-3139. We're going to go to John, Reverend Bruce, Ray, Mike, Patty, and others. John, calling from New York. Is it New York City or New York State? What's your take on this?
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I'm actually right across the river in the state of New Jersey. I really appreciate you running tip of the spear on these issues. Very few people are. I have to be honest, I've tried to get my friends to prepare, and not many people are listening. And I can't explain it, but people should know, and you have this on InfoWars, that the U.S. Army, USAMRIID, has done studies on Ebola, and it has aerosolization comparable to influenza A.
Yes, sir. Kent Daniels wrote a story 3 days ago. I'll have it reposted at the top of Infowars.com because I want to focus on that. I apologize I haven't. They say that once the temperature goes below 45 degrees, that it then has the equivalent of influenza A and is basically airborne. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So all I would say is that I urge people, now is the time to prepare, because the government is not going to be able to, even if they wanted to, they're not going to be able to help us. But people are taking a back seat to all this because they say, well, the nurses are cured and the doctors are cured. They're getting blood transfusions and they're getting care that none of us are going to get if this goes viral, so to speak.
Because there won't be enough blood in the transfusions. There won't be enough donors.
Yeah, exactly. So now's the time to prepare. I mean, I think you're doing a fantastic job urging people to get their health up to par. And people should also considering get N100 masks, gloves, and be smart.
Even yeah, for those that don't know, right now, it's already hard. I'm going to hold you over, sir, and let you finish because you're sounding like a smart caller. So stay there. I want you to finish your point. What he's saying is the Army said 10 years ago, and again a few years ago in studies that Kit Daniels linked to that no one cares about. Literally, the story hardly even got any views or reads because it's so important, of course. Something about Britney Spears or Madonna would, I guess. That once it gets cold, it's essentially airborne. Comprende? That's a fact. We'll be right back.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Kit Daniels is reposting his article to one of the top tiles, not in feature, but the top tiles that he wrote last week, or was it Monday, with the Army's own Fort Detrick reports that Ebola, once the weather gets cold, essentially is airborne. It's sunlight, that ends up killing it. It's normally a jungle virus, but that's just in jungle mammals. But it actually likes cold weather. And I didn't know that until I read these Army reports. So I'm so glad I went to John's call, because I tend to lose the forest for the trees. That's why I'm freaking out. If they let enough cases in, a few dozen or so, which I think's happened clearly, and it starts spreading and then it gets cold in places like New York City, this is going to be like the flu, but maybe one half of 1/10 of 1% of the tens of millions that get flu die. This will kill 70%. And it's like a blood bomb goes off when somebody gets this. It will be hell. And I just want the politicians to know, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. John in New York, or across the water in New Jersey, go ahead and make your point.
Sure, thanks, Alex. Just one last point, and I'll free up the lines. If anyone, I know you have a lot of interesting people listening, especially Hollywood people, I urge anyone that has any clout or has any connections, please tell the powers that be, it's got to stop the flights. It has nothing to do with racism. It's all about common sense protecting our country. And if this case in New York doesn't prove anything else, it proves that clearly having an open border policy is nuts, and it will let Ebola into this country and cause more clusters. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thank you, sir. And still, the border's wide open and the flights are coming in and they're doing the fake screening. And this is a plan. There's now no doubt. They want Ebola to spread in America. And I'm sick of it. And why do the criminals that run the government hate me because I don't want to die? I don't want my kids to die. Reverend Bruce in New York, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I pray for you all the time. I'm from Long Island, and my major concern, first of all, is when they did when they broke into, I was watching TV, they broke in with this alert, and Governor Cuomo, the mayor, and everyone was on the screen and talking. And when they did the tour of the hospital, Bellevue, and talked about how secure it is and how we have all this elaborate equipment and all this quarantine, and they showed the nurses, the two nurses, one male, one female, dressed up in their garb. They showed it several times how protected they were. They even showed how they are learning how to put it on and learning how they're taking it off. And they're glorifying this whole scenario of how we have it under control. My major concern is this. Africa is desperate. Those Ebola-ridden countries are desperate. When they see all of this on CNN, okay, about how wonderful it is in New York and how we have other hospitals in New York that are prepared to handle Ebola, they are going to crash our borders. They're going to crash Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia. They are going to run here.
That is an airport, just like a seaport or a land area. It is an airport. It is our border. You're right. And that's what they want with Central and South America collapsing. Advertise, come here, it's free. This is on purpose, exactly. But here's the $64 trillion question, and I'll hold you over, Reverend Bruce, and I'll go to Patty and Brent and everybody else. Why do they think they can get away with something this bold? What do you think?
Me?
Yeah. How do they think they'll get away with it?
First of all, the girlfriend is in quarantine. The girlfriend. If you love your girlfriend.
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.